All right, this is unbelievable. Donald Trump's administration is signaling weakness, not only to the Democratic Party, but to the entire world, and this needs to be called out. After the firing of Kristi Noem and the announcement that the war in Iran is likely to extend up to 6 months, maybe even 12 months, I felt it was necessary to just hop on and give you all some genuine, unscripted thoughts about where we go from here, how we signal and message against Donald Trump, and how we reclaim America. So even if you isolate 2026, like just the past 2 months since January 1st, the scandals that have come out of the Trump administration should end any presidency. About 10 days into the year, Renee Nicole Good was shot in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Less than 2 weeks later, we got an even more hammering video of Alex Pretty being pinned down, his gun taken, and he got shot in the back in a similar execution manner as Renee Nicole Good. Then Donald Trump goes to war with Venezuela, goes to war with the Epstein files, he doesn't want those to be released, and most importantly of all, starts a new forever war in the Middle East. Many Republicans are saying, how can you call it a forever war? We're only 7 days in, seven days in, something like that. I promise you, when we decapitate a regime with no backup plan, and Israel continues to strike and kill any replacements for the leader, this is going to be a forever war, a nation-building project that the United States got roped into. This is how it happens, and we are now retaliating in the Middle East because Iran is striking us even further. This is going to ruin Donald Trump's chances heading into a midterms that already looked perilous for the Republicans. I mean, look at Texas. James Tallarico just won a primary, and he's got a real shot of beating whoever the Republican nominee is. Republicans have gone into a runoff in Texas and will spend the next 2 to 3 months in a bloody battle, and James Tallarico now has a head start. So go check him out. He will launch a vicious anti-corruption campaign if he gets into the Senate, but I digress. Back to the Trump administration. Donald Trump's approval rating has gone from about +3, +4 points when he got into office, down to negative 20 points. The approval rating of his Iranian invasion, the invasion of Iran, is about, 27%, according to the same poll. I know the prediction markets aren't always great, I understand that, but it's worth pointing out, this Kalshi prediction market has gone from an 80% chance that Republicans win the Senate in the midterms, down to a 53% chance. It is now a coin flip about whether or not Republicans win the Senate, and that is because Donald Trump is signaling weakness. He has been signaling weakness since he got into office, placed tariffs on every country out of pure panic, and then removed those tariffs out of even more panic, and is now launching regime change wars. If you watched my prior video about the Iran war, I broke down how Netanyahu essentially dragged Donald Trump into this, undermined his entire plan by killing the replacements that they had in mind, and now he is stuck in another long, endless war. So let's break this all down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And let me just start here. For far too long, it feels like the Democratic Party has been unified by our opposition to Donald Trump, our opposition to his authoritarian tendencies. And that's fine. That's good. We should unify against him. But we also need an affirmative message about what we stand for. And we can basically take the blueprint, the rule book that Donald Trump has created for MAGA, and if we flip it around, there will be a map about how to defeat the very corruption that MAGA is bringing into this government. The very guardrails that MAGA is tearing down can be reinforced and strengthened in such a way where we make sure this never happens again. Like Germany was very harsh on Nazism after World War II, and it's not exactly the same here. There hasn't been a complete genocide yet, although tens of thousands of people have died in Iran after the Iranian regime mowed them down during protests. Tens of thousands of people have died in Gaza. Tens of thousands of people have died in Ukraine, but that's aside from the point. We need to make sure we hold the Republicans accountable and recreate the guardrails that they have broken down repeatedly. When the midterms are over and Democrats get back into power, we need to see oversight committees with ruthless intent, just relentlessness from Democrats who never give up. We need to see an anti-corruption campaign that is so vicious where congressional stock trading is banned, where dark money is taken out of politics, disproportionately powerful special interest groups are knocked out, and that brings me to today. We currently see an administration that is the most brazenly corrupt one in American history, and I'm sorry if I'm yapping at this point. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the feed if you appreciate the yapping, but the corruption cannot be overstated. Beyond the Trump sneakers, beyond the Trump phone, beyond the Trump NFTs, beyond the Trump watch, beyond the Trump Bibles, there's Trump coin, which has made him billions and billions of dollars, along with Melania coin. We know that Tom Homan was accepting bribes. We know that Donald Trump is writing contracts for Elon Musk. And we know that even Kristi Noem was giving hundreds of millions of dollars to contractors that she was close friends with. Donald Trump has taken jets from Qatar. This doesn't even touch the tip of the corruption that we've seen, but we need reinforcements to make sure these unspoken norms that we've had in place become not unspoken, become written, so that future presidents cannot violate them and there's actual accountability, there are actual enforcement mechanisms for these actions. We also need to run on a real America First agenda. And I know people cringe when I use that term because it's often associated with the right wingers, with the far right. And we'll find a way to reword it. If you have any ideas, let me know. We don't have to say America First, but you get what I'm saying. An agenda that actually prioritizes the needs of American citizens, and sometimes that does mean helping other countries. Sometimes that does mean helping Ukraine or doing trade with Europe. Sometimes putting America first means allowing free trade with allies like South Korea, like strengthening our relationships with these countries, allowing embassies, allowing cultural exchange. That is all very, very important. So putting America first doesn't mean isolating America. That is a common mistake that right-wingers make. They make a lot of mistakes. But we need to actually prioritize the needs of working-class Americans in a way the Trump administration failed to do. Think about all of the promises he made and then failed to keep up to. He said he would be a populist America First president for the working class who doesn't intervene with other countries. That was just a load of pooey. That was a load of bullshit. He basically said that he would redistribute wealth, he would put no tax on tips, and that would help everybody. But what he did was enact permanent tax cuts for the richest of the richest of the richest. Like, the richest billionaires now have permanent tax cuts for their jets, for their yachts. They can write all of this off. Meanwhile, the average American gets a temporary tax cut called no tax on tips for like 12 months or so, and then it goes away, and then our healthcare gets taken away. Our benefits get taken away. Social safety nets are being stripped by this administration. So when I look at this approval rating and I see that Donald Trump is less popular than he has ever been, let me pull this up. Let me see if I can show you guys exactly what has happened here. We have at the top in the gray line, look at the gray line. That is Biden's approval rating throughout his term. Biden's approval rating went from plus 14, and yes, it did drop throughout his 4 years. It did. It dropped a lot due to inflation that was not caused by him, due to other things, immigration problems that weren't exactly caused by him. But then we look at Trump. Trump's second term is even less popular than his first term. He is rapidly falling, and we now know that this war is going to extend past the midterms. Donald Trump got roped into a war that will extend past the midterms, meaning there will be more deaths. We are spending $1 billion a day, and we need to keep calling that out. Donald Trump cut the health care of the average American so he could spend it on wars and hiding the Epstein files. That is the messaging. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next video. Make sure you drop a blue heart if you made it this far, and double check to make sure that you've liked the video. I love you all. Peace out.